It's been our pleasure for some time now to welcome students who have won the Pittsburgh Concert Society Young Artists Competition. Today we have a violist with us. You'll get a chance to meet him and learn more about him, but first we'll listen to him play. Join me as we welcome Yosen Wang. Yosen Wang here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Can you tell me what you just played?
Sure. That was the prelude to Bach's third cello suite in C major.
sounded terrific. And we haven't had a chance to talk at all yet this morning. Am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
Yes, Yosin Wong.
Okay. It's nice to have you with us. You're a student at Northgate, or did you just graduate? Or North Allegheny, I mean.
Yeah, I just graduated from North Allegheny this past spring.
Congratulations. Thank you. What are your plans for the fall?
So I'll be attending Amherst College next year. I'm not sure what I'm going to be studying at. I have interests in biology and history, but I'll definitely keep on playing viola in the school orchestra and taking lessons. So,
how did you come to play the viola? Did you play when you were very young?
I started in third grade with my school's orchestra program. To be honest, there just weren't a lot of other violists, and I thought it'd be cool to join, so I stuck with it. So,
yeah, I've heard other viola players tell me the same thing, yeah. That it's the instrument's different. There aren't as many. I even had one person who's studying music performance tell me he thought there'd be a better market share or a better opportunity, less competition.
Absolutely, yeah.
With playing. What else do you like to do?
Aside from viola, I was doing taekwondo. I've been doing that since I was in first grade. It's basically the one sport I've stuck with for most of my life, and I've really enjoyed doing that. It's a great source of exercise, and it's also a good source way to keep disciplined. So, yeah.
Excellent. And you've got to have a lot of discipline to be able to play the way that you do. Do you practice frequently?
I try to as much as I can. I usually try to do at least an hour a day just to keep it up, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure you're very busy. What's this period like for you right now where you've just finished up, I'm sure, a very successful senior year at North Allegheny, and you're kind of in this holding pattern until Amherst starts? It's got to be, I would imagine, excitement, but also some uncertainty and kind of getting ready. Is there any way to sort of describe what that feels like?
I guess it's a nervous excitement because I'm definitely excited for what's to come at Amherst, but a lot of unknowns, I guess, for right now. So definitely excited to get onto campus and kind of explore the opportunities that I have. So.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have a younger brother, Futen. He was actually on the show with me last year.
So yeah, I remember. Now that you mentioned that, I remember.
Yeah.
And so you're the first in your immediate family.
Yes, I'm the oldest.
So you'll be leading the way up for him. My two older brothers went away before I did, so I had a little bit of an understanding of what to expect. Speaking of other people, is there anybody you'd like to acknowledge, any instructors or family members, anybody?
Maybe two groups of people. First, my mom in the studio with me right now. She's always very supportive, mom. And then my grandparents listening right now, they're very glad to hear me from the other side of the world. They're living in Taiwan right now, so.
Oh, great. Yeah. And they're listening there. I'm glad. If you would like to send us an email to let us know you're listening, feel free. It's slb@slbradio.org. slb@slbradio.org. If you have any comments in general, regardless of where you are, 412-200-5975 is the way to make a text message come to us. Additionally, the Pittsburgh Concert Society was kind enough to honor you based on your playing, and that had to be a great experience. What was that process like?
So I had the honor to audition for the Young Artist Pittsburgh of the Pittsburgh Concert Society this past March, and I was lucky enough to be selected as one of the winners, and I'm really thankful to the Pittsburgh Concert Society for giving me so many awesome opportunities to perform throughout Pittsburgh, and so it's a really wonderful opportunity for young musicians to perform.
You can learn more about them at pittsburghconcertsociety.org. Now, you opened with Cello Suite in C major from Johann Sebastian Bach, the prelude. What will you play next?
This will be an excerpt from William Walton's Viola Concerto from the first movement.
Thanks. Once again, we have Yosin Wong.
Thank you.
Yes, and Wang, what a great player you are. It's easy to get lost in listening to you play. And it's I'm sure you're going to miss playing in an orchestra, too. Did you play in North Allegheny's orchestra? I'm gathering you did. I may be wrong about that.
I did.
Any other ensembles?
Yes, so I was in the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra for 3 years from 10th through 12th grade. That was a really wonderful experience. The summer after my 11th grade, we actually toured in Spain, which is really awesome. It's the most memorable experience I had.
That had to be a lot of fun. Did you have any particular moments you liked from that trip or cities that you liked?
I think the best part personally for me was performing at the Palau de Música in Barcelona. The music hall there was just absolutely beautiful. There's stained glass and all this beautiful artwork all around the performance hall. So.
You mentioned biology before as a possible course of study. Yes. And what was your other?
Biology and history.
And history. That's an interesting combination. Yeah, what makes you gives you a passion for history?
For history, it was really looking into the past and drawing parallels to things that are happening right now in the present day, and then trying to maybe hopefully be able to learn from mistakes we as humans might have made in the past and hopefully correcting those moving on into the future.
And biology?
I've always liked the environmental aspect of biology, the conservationism especially. Just looking to help maybe look into saving, kind of being environmentally friendly and different solutions in that regard.
Might be a way to combine those two, yeah. Not that you need to, but you can learn a lot about mistakes made in the past in that way too. This is our last chance to talk before your next piece. Is there anything else you'd like to say that you didn't have a chance to or that I didn't ask about?
In regards to your question about orchestra, actually I'll be joining the Amherst Symphony Orchestra next year, so I actually will be continuing to play in orchestra, which I'm super excited about. I met with a music director at Amherst this past spring when I visited, and I'm super excited for for what he has in plan for the orchestra this coming year.
That's great. Yeah. It's a great way to immediately have a connection there.
Absolutely,
too.
Yeah.
So terrific. Well, it's nice to have Yosin Wong with us again. And thanks to the Pittsburgh Concert Society for being able to attract talent and also organize their appearances on SLB with us. What are you going to play as your last selection today?
This is the first movement from York Bowen's Viola Sonata in C minor.
Once again, here with Viola is Yosin Wong.
Thank you.
Yes, and Wong, thank you for being with us today, and good luck for the rest of the summer.
Thank you.
What I know will be a successful fall.